Good afternoon, Heather.
Good afternoon.
Can you tell us what your position is?
I'm the regional youth administrator for the Department of Health and Social Development with the Nunatsiavut government.
And what information do you have today on the Young Girls Empowerment Program?
Well, we're continuing ahead with the Young Girls Empowerment Program. It should be going ahead now next week, and we have some young girls from all along the coast, as well as a member within the Canadian constituency.
And for what age is this program?
It's for between ages 13 and 18.
Okay, and how long will it be going on?
It'll be for 3 days, but of course travel will always take up a little bit of extra time.
Is it going to be held here in Nain?
Yeah, it's going to be held here in Nain, and we have the Bulapvik room rented out now down at the NGC building.
Is it from girls along the coast?
Yes, we have young girls participating right from Rigolet to Nain, as well as a participant within the Canadian constituency, what we call.
Okay. And can you tell our audience what activities you guys will be doing?
Yes, sure. Well, first of all, the main objective for the Young Girls Empowerment Program is to improve the overall wellness and health, specifically for young girls. So some of the goals that I thought that I'd outline is to encourage education and continuing education. We'd love to promote healthy lifestyles that are youth-specific, like to be able to form support systems that are also youth-specific, just to empower young girls with confidence, pride, and self-esteem through language and culture initiatives as well, to promote and educate the importance of healthy relationships, to basically learn the importance of self-care, and even as well to learn the importance of basic budgeting. So the intent for the Young Girls Empowerment Program is to educate and promote healthy lifestyles through just informal discussions and interactions. So we hope this will empower our young girls with confidence and pride and self-esteem, specifically through our Inuit traditions and cultural practices. And I think some of the reasons is because I think that this is so important. You know, a lot of young girls, not only in Nunatsiavut, but we struggle with unemployment and poverty, overcrowding, so many different things like food insecurity, maybe even alcohol abuse, and maybe teenage pregnancy, and a lot of unhealthy relationships, and even suicide. So by just providing some awareness and practical education, I really hope that this will begin to give some young girls the tools necessary so that they could maintain their own overall mental wellness. So, yeah, that's really it in a nutshell.
Sounds like a good program.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it almost sounds a little bit strict. We don't really want to have this so serious. We're going to have a lot of fun activities as well. So we're going to do some wellness or self-care for an afternoon as well. So that's going to be real fun. We're just going to do some exercises of how we should, the importance of self-care. So plus we'll also get to do some other activities, and we'll be listening to some presentations, of course, and we'll be doing some talking about other things such as what is a healthy relationship, as well as education and continuing education. And we also have a piece in there on financial literacy. And another nice session that we're going to do is a power session. So what that means is I'm hoping that the young girls will be able to get a chance to feel or learn what it's like to handle a power tool. Because even something so simple as learning how to work with power tools or other tools, it's a sense of empowerment.
Are you going to be holding this with anyone or just yourself?
I've been organizing it, and it's, of course, thanks to Tides Canada, the funding agency that provided the money to be able to deliver this program. But I do have some help from other people as well who will be doing some presentations and doing the self-care and that sort of thing.
Okay. And Heather, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I think we got it all covered. But I would like to add, though, I realize that there is a language summit happening as well at the same time next week. But if there are any elders in particular who are listening that would really like to be involved in this Young Girls Empowerment Program, please give me a call. I'm here at the DHSD office in Nain. I'd love to hear from you, and perhaps maybe you would like to help in some way or even participate. So my telephone number at DHSD office is 922-2126, and my extension is 241.
All right. And can you remind our audience when this will be held?
The travel days are the 4th and the 8th, so it's from November 4th to the 8th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank you, Heather, for giving us this information.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
And have a good day.
You too.